Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Israel's prime minister says that the Middle East is in a period of turmoil that is historic. But could it be the revolution of darkness? That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu recently gave his evaluation of the unrest spreading across the Middle East and said that this is a period of turmoil that is historic, akin to the great revolutions that have taken place in modern times, but he quickly cautioned the world to watch very closely as Arab leaders are deposed and those who may fill the power vacuum created by these revolutions. Netanyahu was most concerned about the direct neighbors of the Jewish state, the nations of Egypt, Jordan, and Syria, of which all three are facing differing degrees of unrest even after many political changes have been made. The Israeli prime minister warned world leaders that the Islamist element involved in this unrest of all the Arab world could very quickly position themselves to take political control of Israel's neighbors, which could bring harm to the Jewish state in the Middle East. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Political unrest in the nations that surround the Jewish state of Israel could bring about a political leadership that would fulfill the end-time prophecies for this region that are found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The political leadership of Israel has been watching very closely the ever-changing landscape in the Middle East, a result of the unrest in the Arab street throughout the entire region. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has been most concerned about what is happening in the direct neighbors of his nation, countries like Syria, Jordan, and Egypt. With the removal of Hosni Mubarak in Egypt and the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood, plus the unrest in Syria and the almost civil war in Jordan, things are changing. These changes were foretold by the ancient Jewish prophet Daniel some 2,500 years ago. In Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 43, the Jewish prophet revealed the activities of all three Israeli neighbors, Syria, Jordan, and Egypt, for the last days. Syria, referred to as the king of the north in verse 40, will make the first move against Israel. Jordan, mentioned as Ammon, Moab, and Edom in verse 41, will provide protection for the Jewish people. That's Isaiah 63. Egypt, found in Daniel 11, verses 42 and 43, will join Syria to try and destroy the Jewish state. Truly, unrest in the Middle East is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...